Greetings, everybody. You are listening to Birth of a New Earth Radio. My name is Janice Barcelo. I'm going to be hosting this discussion today regarding the upcoming event that is scheduled for Monday, April the 8th. It's called a total solar eclipse. There's many things happening in the sky at the same time on that day. Which is making me wonder, really, if this is an actual celestial event or if it's not some kind of matrix simulated event for the dark side to try to fulfill its prophecies that are written about in the Bible and bring forth their Messiah, their Antichrist, their demon god, Lucifer, to rule over the earth. That's really the goal, is to harvest the earth for the dark side. And there may be a natural celestial event that's, you know, scheduled to occur. Certainly this month is definitely a big month in terms of transformation that is going to be happening for people awakening to the reality, the spiritual reality of our world. That's really what is destined to happen this month. And the dark side is doing everything that they can to interfere with the unfolding of that brilliant, evolutionarily designed by God event. And of course, I do distinguish between the entity that most people are worshiping as God, the God of the Bible called Yahweh, for whom I have extreme distaste, disdain, and disrespect. I think he's a wicked Anunnaki demon. And part of the problem on this earth is that so many are worshiping him as if he were God. And that's an interesting trick that Lucifer, Yahweh, has been able to pull off in terms of getting people to worship him as if he were God. And so we have consequences on the earth for that, because people are constantly calling this entity, calling to this entity for help. And, you know, we see the results of people reaching out to this entity and expecting to have a good life. You see, that generally is not the case. The more you call in a demonic force, the darker things are going to get. And of course, the darker they have gotten for this earth, on top of which we are all, not all of us, there's just a few of us who have refused to contribute to using these devices that are also welcoming dark entities onto the earth. And therefore, we are scheduled for a major shaking up of things to get people to shift, to get people to wake the fuck up, excuse my mouth, snap out of the trance, stop inviting demons onto this earth and into their lives. Otherwise, basically, they're toast. They're gone. They're going to be leaving their bodies en masse. And I think this is happening Monday. That's something very, very big is going to happen. I spoke about this the last two talks because I think this is so big that I want to help people prepare. This is why I keep talking about it, like the urgency of preparation to get food and water. And even, the governments are encouraging people to have 2 weeks' supply of food, water, fuel tanks full. I'd be pulling money out of the bank real quick, okay? Because if the system goes down, your money's going with it. So, you know what I'm saying, friends? It's really important to prepare. If you live in a cold climate, to have space heaters that are propane driven, maybe a propane cooking stove. Go to the source of survival, whatever you can do, to try to get through this period of time. I do want to talk about a few things that I didn't get to talk about last week because they hadn't come to my attention yet. So let me go ahead and share my screen. I am hoping that everyone can see my screen. Let me go to the top of the PowerPoint. And please forgive me because, again, it's been an extremely busy week and I haven't really had time to organize this in the way that I'd like to. So I'm just going to try to give you a brief overlay of what I've found out, and I'll go to full screen so that you can better see what I have here on the PowerPoint. So, what Z Earth Star, she's a woman who has a YouTube channel, a young Chinese woman, very, very brilliant channel of information. I have a lot of respect for some of the information that's coming through her. So, I'm going to be sharing a little bit of that information. What she is suggesting about what is happening right now with CERN being turned on and the rockets being, shot into the moon. Is she suggesting this is a spiritual timeline war? Of course, the people of God are not at war, but the people that are against God are at war. These are the people we call Jews. These are the people we call Luciferians, the Illuminati, the Freemasons. We've got lots of names for them. They worship Lucifer. Lucifer is the adversary of God. So these are the ones that are at war and basically trying to stop the awakening, which is destined to happen and cannot be stopped. And they are really working very hard. They've got to pull out all kinds of things to try to change the natural course of creation. And that's what they're doing right now. But as he points out, God's plan is inevitable. But fighting God's plan takes a lot of energy. And I guess they are running out of energy. They're running out of ideas about what to do. And they've been frantically working, actually, for the last 10 years at least, rolling out this wireless grid. And it's interesting because Anastasia talks about this in the Ringing Cedars books, because when those books came out, it was clear that the awakening absolutely was happening, is happening. There's no stopping it from happening. And Anastasia pointed out that the dark forces are very active. She's never seen them this active before in trying to interfere with the unfolding of a beautiful future for our earth and for the things that remain on this earth, which we're yet to see how many living things will be able to make it through what they're planning to do on Monday. And of course, they've already done a little test by, creating an earthquake yesterday that was felt in the Washington, D.C. area and in New York. So they're testing out their equipment because they're trying to show us too. Listen, friends, you're about to blow, okay? If you don't want to think about it, don't want to talk about it, don't want to consider the possibility, well, oh well, bye-bye. Anyway, Z goes on to say, without manipulation, the earth and humanity are organically on an ascension heaven earth trajectory. Okay, heaven on earth is destined to be experienced here And the prophecy says 144,000 people need to be awake. The earth covenant, God's plan, prosperous times, all of that after the quote unquote end times, which are right now. Okay, right now we're in what's going to be called the end of a cycle, the end of time. When they blow this grid, when they use the grid to blow the Madrid fault and create earthquakes, we're going to go through a very big transition. So in order to stall or attempt to derail God's plan and to sustain their dominion and ownership over the earth's stargates and humanity, they have to perform inversion magic on a mass scale, which is what they have scheduled for tomorrow. As I mentioned on the last call, they're using CERN and the NASA rockets to blow holes in time space. And Z pointed out they're doing this to try to pull in a lower frequency timeline, to try to hold the Earth in a lower vibration reality of their creation, which is 100% dependent on technology. Okay, once the technology goes, and I do believe they're about to blow their own their own control system, once that goes, they have nothing. They will be done. There will be no control left for them. And hopefully they will not be able to exist in the reality we're moving into. That's what I'm intending, and that's what I'm rooting for. I'm also going to be hosting a prayer circle tomorrow night at 8 p.m., Sunday night at 8 p.m. If you'd like to join the prayer circle, please email me at janicebarcello@yahoo.com. J-E-A-N. I-C-E, B as in boy, A-R-C-E-L-O at yahoo.com. And let me know you'd like to participate. It's going to be an open circle so that we can hold a frequency to calm things, neutralize whatever we can to prevent so much upheaval and death that they are planning for Monday. All right, as I mentioned last week, also CERN is exploring dark matter that they have not proven to exist, but insist, the Jews insist that this dark matter must exist and that God made a mistake and didn't create enough of it. And the solution to the lack of dark matter is to do all these rituals to call demons in, to create havoc, to create mass death, mass sacrifice, ideally to blow up the earth, which is their ultimate goal. And they're going to go for it. They're going to go for it, friends. That's my take on it, unless we can stop it, which I just don't know that we can. All right. So in truth, the word matter, actually M-A-T-E-R, means mother. That's what the word actually means. And this earth is our mother. Everything that sustains us in reality comes from the earth. It comes from the mother. And the mother, all of creation gets birthed through the womb of the mother. You know, of course, with the help of the divine father, as the Earth Star so eloquently points out. If you want to tune into her work on YouTube, go to Earth Star Academy. Okay. But creation actually is the power of the feminine to birth things into form, right? To bring the spiritual into physical matter. This is the power of creation. And the dark side, mostly the Jews, are attempting to hijack creation, including the creation of life, which is what their artificial reproductive technologies are all about, is the hijacking of the creation of life. Of course, they do it in the most disgusting, repulsive, and traumatic ways, including, you know, these Jewish doctors using their own sperm to create hundreds of children. Okay, it's just so grotesque what they are doing with artificial reproductive technologies, and also holding some of these fertilized eggs in suspended animation. They're frozen for, however much time. These are souls that are hijacked, they're trapped. And if one baby makes it through, we talked about this yesterday in the parenting program, if one of those fertilized eggs actually makes it through to a live birth, these children will say things like, I have brothers and sisters that are cold, they're frozen. We have to help them. We have to save them. So this is massive spiritual abuse, this whole industry of artificial reproductive technologies. So that will also be coming to an end. This is all leaving. It's leaving the earth. And it's horrifying to me that anybody, and I did this myself. I went through, artificial insemination because my husband had a low sperm count. And the reason for that is because he was adopted and he had an ambivalence toward pregnancy and birth. He had a lot of unresolved birth trauma. So he manifested a low sperm count, and we did all this stuff of collecting his sperm in a cup and having them spin it through a centrifuge and injecting it into me and giving me drugs to make me hyperovulate. Yeah, so that was great fun. And I did get pregnant, but they forgot to tell me the drugs that they give me cause birth defects. And in the 5th month of pregnancy, I was told that my baby was deformed. Basically, we were used as ritual sacrifices, my baby. This happened to me several times, which is why I teach what I teach. So this is very, very dark stuff, okay? But that's what they're trying to harness, is the power of God's creation, okay? And the creation of life through the feminine force. All right, Lucifer wants to steal the power of creation. And he's really lame indeed because he doesn't create anything on his own. Okay, he only morphs and mutates and deforms and destroys and poisons and mutilates what our loving creator has already created. That's what the Jews do. They don't have any creativity whatsoever. Everything they do is takes what already is in existence from a loving creator and turns it on its head. All right, so Lucifer wants to prove he's as powerful or more powerful than God. That's what he's up to. And stupid humans are worshiping this entity. Big mistake. Okay, and the Jews were created as slave helpers to fulfill Lucifer's agenda. That's what they are. All right, there's a hierarchy. Lucifer created the Anunnaki. The Anunnaki created the Jews. That's what the story of the Bible is really about. Okay? And Yahweh is an Anunnaki that people are worshiping. Ultimately, they're worshiping Lucifer if they're worshiping an Anunnaki. I hope you're, following what I'm saying. So the majority of people on the earth are worshiping Lucifer or Moloch. Moloch is a god that commands human and animal sacrifice. And the Jews have been up to that for a very long time and are just about to do it again, actually. So there's a demonic force that's been masquerading as God. And we have been so under mind control and so stubbornly refusing to wake up to what's real that we continue to worship this force. Not good. A little reminder that this came in through one of my listeners here at RBN. Her son is obviously pretty knowledgeable and sent her this information regarding CERN. What he said is CERN is the Large Hadron Collider. Like I mentioned, it's an atom smashing machine, 17 miles long. It's a massive science experiment in Europe where they attempted to recreate a Big Bang in order to find the God particle. See, they want to unstick the universe from the stickiness of the God particle that holds this entire universe together and keeps it regenerating and renewing itself. They want to find the essence of that in order to understand how to destroy it. That's the bottom line there. So lots of people think that when they initially had CERN running years ago, they had some sort of screw up. In the last few years, we've observed time actually moving faster than space. Whether I can't confirm that, friends, this is what he's saying. We do know that CERN is working to create, blow holes in the time-space continuum for the ultimate purpose of actually blowing up the Earth, which they've done, they've done in places like Atlantis. I'm sure these technologies were used before. They created the flood with these technologies. They created pandemics, plagues by shooting radiation down onto the earth. Those rays of light that came down from God in your Bible, friends. Well, guess what? And then everybody got sick on the earth. Guess what? Wake up, okay? This was a radiation-emitting device that came down from heaven that created all the sickness, and they're about to do the same thing yet again. All right, see the signs, know their meaning, understand what's really up on this earth. Let me go back to what he said. If you know the space-time continuum, both aspects should be expanding at the exact same time, but oddly, they've observed time moving faster than space. Has anybody else noticed that time is moving faster and we cannot keep up with all of the things that need to get done because there's not enough time? Anybody feeling that, experiencing that? Okay. So he goes on to say it's some really heavy astrophysicist stuff, but implies that someone screwed up years ago with CERN. And with technology like that, there is no backup or expert to reach out to. This is man playing or trying to recreate God. Actually, they want to kill God. They want to kill God's creation and recreate things in their own image, which is a completely technologically based future with hopefully not very many living things, that it'll all be mechanical and they can go back to their own dimension and work with their robots and whatever it is they want to create. Get the hell off the earth. Get off the earth. Portal closed, not allowed to come back. Okay, done. Goodbye. Good riddance, you psychopaths. Ye who have no feelings, ye who have no heart, ye who have no capacity to discern the significance of love, and who operate always outside and away from love. Leave. Goodbye. You're not welcome here, and don't ever come back. So, CERN is a very dangerous technological creation. All right, outside of CERN is a statue of Shiva, the Hindu goddess Shiva. Shiva is the destroyer. He does a dance representing destruction, followed by rebirth. Of course, they want to rebirth things in their own image. This goes on to say to reshape time and space with his wild thunderstorms. This destructive force can only be seen as constructive in the minds of the Jews. This is constructive to destroy the universe because new life will be generated. Yes, we're going to be building anew, friends, but not with these creatures here because they are 100% insane. Okay, Shiva, in my view, while he's doing his destructive dance, is symbolic of the wounded masculine, the destructive masculine, which is the antithesis of the sacred masculine. The destructive masculine kills, he destroys, he does not protect life, he kills life, he consumes life like a bottomless pit. Because there is no love to provide energy. So energy is taken from other living things that do have love. The Divine Father, the true Father, sacred masculine force, does not destroy. The real Father of this reality has created a world that is constantly regenerating itself, renewing itself. There really is no death in the Creator's design. That is an overlay of the matrix created by these entities and into which we were born ourselves. Again, the biblical imposter that's masquerading as God is also a symbol of the destructive masculine. He is not God. He is an angry, vengeful, tyrannical, human and animal sacrificing, circumcising, land stealing, warring, jealous entity that is the antithesis of the real Father. And Shiva is a great symbol of the destructive masculine. So I wanted it to make this bigger so you could see more what he looks like. All right, and that he is dancing on what they're claiming is ignorance, but this kind of looks like a child to me. I don't know exactly what that is. Some kind of dwarf. So whatever the real symbolism is, they haven't told us. Those that are listening, of course, you can't see the image. I'm sorry about that. In the Hindu religion, the form of the dancing Lord Shiva is known as the Nataraj and symbolizes Shakti or life force. Shakti is the feminine creation energy. So he is dancing to destroy the universe, basically. The belief is that Lord Shiva danced the universe into existence, motivates it, means animates it, and will destroy it. So do you think the real creator would create this magnificent earth only to then completely annihilate it? No, what is within the Luciferian forces, like I've said many times, within evil lies the seed of its own destruction. Everything that they've created, including their grid, they themselves will destroy it. They're about to do this. And somehow this dance of Lord Shiva that brings existence into form, animates it, and then extinguishes it, okay, is similar to what they're doing in CERN. This is how they think, you know, the destruction through blowing up atoms in their atom smashing machines is like Shiva's dance of destruction, because that's its purpose. That's CERN's purpose, to destroy the earth. So in that statue, Shiva is depicted as dancing. The Tandava is what it's called. It's a frantic dance that depicts Shiva's violent nature as the destroyer of the universe. Remember, this is sitting outside CERN. They haven't been hiding this. The Rudra Tandava symbolizes the destruction of the cosmos, not just the earth. They're looking to destroy the entire universal creation. Now, here's a totally Jewish thought, okay? It also signifies the release of the suppressed anger that germinates within. And anybody that has looked into the Jews and understands the Jews know that they harbor unbelievable rage, unquellable rage, and a desire to get even. See, their rage actually should be directed at their creator. That's what they're really pissed off about, that they don't even know what they are, how they were created, right? They don't know what's really driving their rage. So they project it onto us as if we are the problem. But we're not. Their creator is the problem. And how he created them. And in their minds also, the destruction caused by Shiva is constructive because it paves the way for the arrival of the new in the physical world. And we already know what their version of the new is, and I don't think too many of us want to go there. Some are happy to go there. I want to keep my phone. I want to keep my Wi-Fi. You know, I want my electric vehicle, and I'm going there. I'm going into that smart city, no problem. Okay. And then there's the NASA rockets that are planned to be launched into the eclipse, into the shadow of the eclipse. That, I didn't talk about this last time. These rockets are literally named after the Egyptian demon of chaos and disorder. And this is from Z, Earth Star. She says, of course, this is the same imposter clone, anti-father, behind and worshipped by CERN. This entity's name is Apep. Egyptian spirituality is very dark. People need to understand how dark it really is. We've got black people out there going, you know, Egyptians were black and what this, you know, people are so proud of being connected to the Egyptians. I'd look into it a little bit more deeper to fully understand what you're worshiping. All right, but Apep is the Egyptian deity who embodied darkness and disorder, the opponent of God's light. Ra, the sun god, was the bringer of light and hence the biggest opposer of Apep. That's who these rockets are named after, Apep. Another important thing for people to understand is that the shape of these eclipses, I already talked about the X, but there was a third eclipse that came through the United States in 2023 that actually forms an Aleph and a Tav over the United States. These are Jewish alphabet symbols. The Aleph and Tav are the first and the last letters of the Hebrew alphabet, the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. These eclipses mark the end of the great year. I don't agree with this. They mark the end of the dark forces' reign on this earth. I don't think the dark side knows that. Or maybe they intuitively know that, and that's why they're so frantically acting all of this out at the same time, because their time is up and there will be an awakening so that we all understand who and what we really are in our connection to a loving source and to an abundant, plentiful, flourishing earth without any of this toxic poison on it, including your wireless poisons. I really despise these devices. Like, I can't articulate it enough. I am the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter the gates into the city. Blessed are they who are worshiping the wrong God, because they get to enter into the smart cities, friends. They get to have that experience and keep their devices, perhaps. So Manly P. Hall wrote that high-level Masons designed America for a peculiar and particular purpose, quote unquote, a secret destiny to bring about a new Atlantis. Now, let me remind you that they blew Atlantis with these very same technologies. So that's really what they're planning to do with the United States as well. And at that time, they believed that their Messiah, their king, descended from a divine race called the Anunnaki, or the Nephilim. Their king will rule over all. That's what they think. That's what Manly P. Hall of the Freemasons wrote all those years ago. And this massive destruction that they've targeted the US for, and other parts of the earth as well, is also written about in government publications, including the Deagle Forecast of 2025, which predicts 2/3 of the American population will be dead by next year. Okay, then there's this grotesque behavior of the Jews, where they slowly torture animals to death and bleed them dry so they can create as much trauma and horror prior to death so that they can feed themselves and their overlord, their Anunnaki overlord, and ultimately Lucifer. And this is a red heifer. They're planning to sacrifice another one. How is it that mankind has been willing to coexist with these disgusting creatures that have been involved in human sacrifice for centuries and animal sacrifice? And not only have they been involved in that and we've allowed it and coexisted with it, we've become it. We're out there killing the animals too and eating them. We've become them. Not all of us, too many of us. And we think this is okay. This is normal. Well, this is what they're planning to do also this month. A massive altar for the red heifer sacrifice has been constructed in Israel. This article came out March 21, 2024, called The End of the American Dream. Since the time of Moses, only 9 red heifers have been sacrificed. Now, a massive altar for the 10th red heifer sacrifice has been built in Israel. And there is a tremendous amount of speculation that it could happen soon. In 2022, 5 red heifers were flown from the state of Texas to the land of Israel. Thank you, Texas, for doing such a good job of contributing to the Jewish agenda to destroy the earth. That was a great thing you did. But there's still 4 more living. Okay, so we gotta sacrifice those, I guess. You know, only 5 have been killed so far. Wait, I don't understand. It says here, 5 red heifers were flown from the state of Texas to the land of Israel. Since that time, one of them has been disqualified. Oh well. But the other 4 continue to be candidates for a red heifer sacrifice. Now, what I recently learned is they're not candidates because they've been under a yoke. They've been flown from the U.S. to Israel, and therefore were yoked. On the way there, they were trapped. So they have to be bred and have a red heifer that's never been under the yoke in order to follow the rules of their very insane God. Who gets off on this? You know, he feeds off this human and animal sacrifice. Here's a Jew saying, no, there are no plans to sacrifice red heifers right now. They're being bred to create a herd that can live in an educational visitor center. Sure thing. No, they're not genetically modified. They're Texas Red Angus. No, Jews don't believe that a red heifer means the Messiah. Every one of these sentences is a lie. Okay. No, Jews don't believe that the red heifer means the Messiah has arrived or that having one will force the Messiah to arrive. No, a red heifer sacrifice does not include burning them alive. Bullshit. No, there's no altar on the Mount of Olives right now to sacrifice them. This person goes on and on lying. Now, this Jew says, red heifers in Israel, exciting for the very first time in a very long time. There are red heifers again that meet all the requirements, and Pesach is coming soon when the burning ritual can happen, paving a way for a new bite, Hamitash. I don't know what that is. Some Jew poison that they want to bring to the earth. And she's all smiles. Is that the same person who just wrote the lies up top? Wow. Anyway, here's the altar that they built in Israel. Doesn't that land just like look so inviting? So flourishing with absolutely nothing but death on the land? Is there's nothing there? Because that's what Jews do. That's what Jews create, a dying world everywhere they go. And here's the altar that they've built to sacrifice an innocent cow. Yum, everybody, eat up. Let's participate in this event. Now, here's the real, like, mind-blowing stuff is the way Christians tune into this. An evangelical leader says, we need the Messiah to come right now. So for me, the red heifer, it's red for the blood of Jesus Christ. You know what, friend? I don't think that's what the Jews are thinking. In fact, I know it's not what the Jews are thinking. But the Christians believe that these red heifers will cause Christ's second coming. They have no idea what they're participating in. I mean, it's just immense mind control, stupidity, denial, refusal. A massive altar already awaits where the heifers are to be burned, according to some believers, which we'll call mind control biological robots. The ceremony needs to pour before be performed right here on the Mount of Olives, looking directly into where the temple once stood. Now, there's evidence to indicate there was never a temple there to begin with. It's all bullshit. It's all lies. There's a Muslim temple there right now. That's what's there. Okay, we're almost out of time. Quickly, I want to say this is also the timing with this eclipse of the Devil Comet that's supposed to align with the 2024 eclipse. Okay, why do they call it a Devil Comet? Because what they're about to do is the devil's work. There's also something not many people are talking about. I can't confirm whether this is true, but this is also making me think that this is a hologram of some kind because, you know, these kinds of things all happening at once. It seems really contrived to me. But this person is saying there's seven other planets in our solar system, along with the sun and the moon, that will appear to form a straight line. God does not work in straight lines. And this eclipse is moving in a straight line across the US. And it looks like these planets are going to be looking like they're lining up in the sky. Neptune, Uranus, Jupiter, Mercury, Venus, Saturn, and Mars, along with the Sun and the Moon, all line up through Pisces. Looking from Jerusalem, interesting place, to the east. Now, anybody that knows about true sky astrology would probably know that when you look up, these planets won't even be in Pisces. They'll be somewhere else, but we're being told these planets are in Pisces, and we all believe, yes, you know, these planets are in Pisces, and you know, all of it, all of it, all of it is complete fabrication, basically. And we've, you know, revolved our lives around this nonsense. When if we really understood astronomy, understood the signs in the sky, we could easily look up and say, that's where the moon is. It's not in Pisces. It's not in whatever they're saying it is. All right. And Rachel asked ChatGPT to tell her how rare it is to have a straight line like this with the planets lining up. And she was told that it would only happen once every 32 million years. So does this seem contrived to you as if it's like a ritual of some kind that's being planned to appear in the sky? Maybe the great Messiah will appear at the same time and people will be wowed and, you know, the rapture is going to happen and all this stuff that people believe. I'll give you a rapture, friends, because you're about to get zapped. with some serious stuff, and it ain't coming from the real creator. Oh, no. And when you start losing communications like cell phones, which almost everybody relies on now for emergency messages, then you're just back in the 1800s. If cellular networks go down, people might not be able to get calls through to 9/11. If in the event of a cellular network collapse, local radio stations will provide needed information. Well, who's got a radio these days? If the internet networks slow down or collapse because of high use, oh, sure. Credit card machines might not work, which is why I'm saying pull your money out of the bank right away. Go Monday morning, get it out as much as you can. Okay? It's not, this stuff is not going to work. Grocery stores could run out of food, gas stations likely to run out of fuel, make backup communication plans. Prepare for a potential loss of cellular networks and much more. All right, we're out of time. I can't continue this PowerPoint presentation because we're out of time. Friends, please know that I care about you all. This is why I'm sharing this information. I'm asking for protection for all of you and for all of you to move your butts and get prepared as best you can right now. Turn everything off on Monday. Do not use your electric or your wireless devices. Keep it all off. Try to keep yourself as safe as possible. If you'd like to tune into the prayer circle tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Sunday night, please email me at janicebarcelo@yahoo.com. I don't know when we'll be back in touch again, dear friends, but know that you're in my heart and you're in my thoughts, and I hope we'll be back in touch again soon. God bless you all. Bye for now. In her eyes, and I see hope in her smile. I will sail the seas of time with love as a friend of mine. Breath of life is in her kiss, and a million stars touch my lips.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.